Hello, this is Pastor Patrick Hines, and I'd like to do another installment of the Westminster Confession. We are on chapter 1 of Holy Scripture, and today we are on point number 7. Let me pull it up here. Point number 7, I'll highlight it so you can see a little bit better here. If you're watching, you don't need to be watching to hear this, but if you are watching on YouTube, there's the section I'm going to read from. All things in Scripture are not alike plain in themselves, nor alike clear unto all. Yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded and opened in some place of Scripture or other, that not only the learned, but the unlearned, in a due use of the ordinary means, may attain unto a sufficient understanding of them. Okay, this is a great section of our confession, point number 7 of chapter 1. This really is the doctrine of what's known as the perspicuity of Scripture. I know that's kind of a long word, but it's spelled just like it sounds. Perspicuity. Perspicuity, meaning clarity. It's all things in Scripture are not alike plain in themselves, nor alike clear unto all. Okay, now what does that mean? They put that in there right out of the gate because they want to make sure that people understand. They're not saying that everything in the Bible is sufficiently clear for everyone, no matter how much learning or studying they've done, to understand it all perfectly. And there are certain things in Scripture that are not as clear as others. And there are certain doctrines that are not as much of an emphasis as others. Okay, there are certain doctrines that, while they're all important, they don't hold the central aspect of the Christian faith the way that, like, the doctrine of God, or the doctrine of saving faith, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of justification, sanctification, things like that. So every detail of how civil magistrates are supposed to govern in terms of looking to the law of God as their standard, that's not going to be clear unto everyone, and it is not plain in itself in every conceivable way. Now, that's something that's very important. I think it's something we should study and we should talk about, because the Bible does speak to that issue, but it doesn't speak to that issue as clearly as it speaks to the gospel and to how we're saved. And so they point out that there are certain doctrines and certain things in Scripture that are not as plain as others. Okay, now that kind of goes without saying, but the Roman Catholic Church needed to be responded to. We're not saying that it's you and your Bible in the woods by yourself figuring everything out. But we are saying that the clarity of the gospel on how to be saved is so clear, is so straightforward in Scripture, that you don't have to have a seminary education. You don't have to know Greek or Hebrew. You don't have to take advanced courses in theology to be able to read it and understand it. Okay, listen to what it goes on. Yet those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation are so clearly propounded or put forward in and opened in some place of Scripture or other, that not only the learned, but the unlearned, in a due use of the ordinary means, may attain unto a sufficient understanding of them. So what that's saying is, you can understand the Bible. It does make sense. You don't have to have a theological education. What in the world is that? Twitter is like, how did Twitter ever get on here and try to send me stuff? Sorry about that. How do you just turn off notifications? I don't want notifications from anything. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm not editing that out. Anyway, so everything that we need to know to be saved is so clearly propounded in some place of Scripture or other, that not just the learned, but the unlearned. Okay, what that's saying is that ordinary people that read the Bible can understand it. Okay, my little kids read the Bible and can understand it. There's a funny story. About 3 or 4 years ago, my daughter Lily comes to me with her Bible. She was reading Romans, and she said, "Dad, why are people in the PCA arguing about homosexuality? Look at this verse." And she reads Romans 1, 26, 27, 28. "Shouldn't this be clear enough? Haven't those guys read this passage?" I'm like, "Yes." "Shouldn't this be clear enough for them to know that it's not okay to say that you're this or whatever?" I said, "Yes, it should be clear enough." I said, honey, you got to realize you have to go to seminary to be as confused as many of them are. And you've got to be really messed up by the by quote unquote the learned and the scholarly among the progressives and liberals to mess up something that easy. I'm thankful for the good Christian scholars that do good work and that help open up the Word of God instead of rendering it an obscure mess. But yes, my little daughter at the time, who was 10, comes to me and says, "Yeah, shouldn't this be enough to settle the issue?" I said, "Yes, should be." But if, unfortunately, for those who read the Bible with unregenerate hearts and eyes and ears, they can't hear what it's saying. Sadly, it can be right in front of you. The gospel, those things which are necessary to be known, believed, and observed for salvation, are so clearly propounded and opened in some place of scripture or other, not only the learned but the unlearned, in a due use of ordinary means. What is a due use of ordinary means? Meaning you apply yourself diligently to the reading of good books. You get in a church that has elders in it that love the Word of God and seek to teach the Word of God and teach the doctrines of Scripture. In other words, they haven't turned Christianity into moralistic therapeutic deism. They actually try to teach the doctrines of the Christian faith still. You need to get in a church like that, and you need to get where you can study the Bible, open up the Word of God, and walk through what it says and apply yourself to understanding it. Be a Bible reader yourself. Get a good English Bible, a good translation, and read from it every single day. I'm not talking about, you don't want to be that person. "Well, I haven't been doing my devotions lately. I just, yeah, it's been a rough week." You can't be that person. Okay. Sorry. You just can't. You need to be the person that reads lots of scripture every day. I'm talking, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 chapters a day. That's the kind of person you need to be. You need to be a person who reads the Bible voraciously all the time. If you are, the chances of you being misled by any of the new fangled stuff that's out there, what no matter what you call it, whether it's Federal Visions or New Perspectives or who knows what the names of the old heresies will be when our children are full grown, you will not be taken in by them because you know the scriptures. You know the Word of God. And so with a due use of ordinary means, you can attain to a sufficient understanding of how to be saved and how to be right with God and how to have eternal life. Okay? You don't need scholars to tell you that. And you don't need to be an expert on Second Temple Judaism to do that. You just need to be a diligent Bible reader and love and read your English Bible. I always encourage people, pick a translation that you like and just make that the Bible that you read from. I've read from the New King James for the better part of my adult life. I grew up reading the NIV, but I don't care for the NIV. I like the New King James. And also I preach from the New American Standard updated, the 1995 updated edition of the New American Standard. But those are the two Bibles I read. I'm not getting an ESV. I'm not going to start reading another translation because that's going to hurt my Bible memorization. So usually if I quote stuff, it's either from what I remember as a child in the NIV, or I'm usually will quote from the New King James Version. But pick an English Bible and read from it, and use the same Bible. Try to use the same Bible because you'll not only remember what the passages, how they sound and how they read in that translation, you also remember where things are on the page. Like a lot of times I can think, okay, I remember chapter 8 starts like in this section of the page, and then it goes over here, and what I'm looking for is over here on this page, or what I remembered is over there. But that's how you have a due use of the ordinary means. Okay, the reason that so many people are so easily misled, and the reason that so many people are taken in by the siren calls of Romanism and of Eastern Orthodoxy and things like that, is they don't read their Bibles. They don't read their Bibles. No one who reads their Bible regularly is going to think that any of the doctrines that Rome teaches about Mary have any biblical warrant, or that Christians ever believed any of that stuff. No one that reads their Bible regularly is going to believe that you're saved by grace plus works, and that your works are what save you. No one's going to believe that, because people that are Bible readers know the Bible says it's not by works, lest anyone should boast. And we're created in Christ Jesus for good works, not with the help of good works, but we're created for good works. We're not saved by good works and all of that. So the gospel is very simple, very straightforward and clear. The things that you need to know, believe, and observe to be saved are so clear and open in some place of scripture or other that you can attain to a sufficient understanding of those things through a due use of the ordinary means. But what I fear today is that many people don't engage in a due use of ordinary means. And so we need to be Bible readers. We need to read our English Bibles and love our English Bibles, and read them every day, and disconnect from devices and fill our minds with the words of the Proverbs and the Psalms and Paul's letters and Jeremiah and Isaiah and Genesis. We need to fill our minds with those things to replace the false ideas of the world around us and the false theological ideas that are dominating American Christianity today. So if people made use of the ordinary means, if you own a Bible, you can make time to read it and make that a priority. I'll close with this today. There's a great passage. I have more than all my teachers, it says in Psalm 100, there it is. Psalm 119:99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. There are many times I think that lay people understand Christianity, understand the Bible way better than a lot of scholars do because they're diligent Bible readers. And a lot of times scholars, I'm not knocking scholarship. I praise God for good scholars, but a lot of scholars today are not helping us a whole lot anymore. And they're compromising and caving in on all kinds of stuff. And it makes me wonder, are they diligent Bible readers? I don't know. Sometimes it seems like maybe they're not. But the Bible is clear. You can understand it. You don't have to have a theological education. Theological education is good. It's a helpful thing. But you can understand the Bible. You can understand how to be saved by a due use of the ordinary means, being a good Bible reader, someone who's diligent and disciplined about reading scripture every day. And you can have more understanding than all your teachers because God's words, God's testimonies are your meditation. Thanks for watching or for listening.